This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Illinois and Chicago transportation officials have showcased the proposed overhaul of DeSable Lakeshore Drive at the final open house of the Redefine the Drive project. The Sun-Times reports the $3.4 billion project would overhaul 7 miles of the drive from Grand Avenue to Hollywood Boulevard. The proposed design would eliminate the Chicago Avenue stoplight, straighten out an S-curve, and add 80 acres of parkland. Several city council members are among critics who want to scrap the plan in favor of one that includes a dedicated bus lane or other options to car traffic. Planners say the drive doesn't need a dedicated bus lane to achieve the project's goal of moving traffic faster and more safely. The project could take 5 to 10 years to complete. A new report shows alarming trends in maternal and infant health on Chicago's south and west sides. My colleague, Araceli Gomez-Aldana, reports the American Medical Association and Sinai Urban Health Institute looked at the closure of 3 area OBGYN facilities since 2018. The report shows many residents in predominantly Black and Hispanic neighborhoods are forced to travel further for care. AMA President-elect Bobby Macamala says the closures created what they call maternity care deserts.
Something as palpable as infant mortality really brings it home on the consequence of lack of good social support. It touches all of us when we see a pregnant mother having difficulty delivering a healthy child.
The report calls for expanding virtual medical care options and financially supporting community health programs. Ahead of this year's Democratic National Convention, 2 Chicago film organizations are teaming up for an event about artivism. A term they say begs the question, can art motivate political action? My colleague Courtney Kippers reports the event begins Friday with a conversation between 2 notable filmmakers, Gordon Quinn, founder of Cartemquin Films, and Andrew Davis, the director of The Fugitive, will discuss the importance of documenting historical political moments. Both men were on the ground during the protests that happened during the 1968 convention.
So both have these really interesting experiences and then can kind of bring it forward and tell us how that has affected their life.
That's Karen Cartarelli with the nonprofit film group Facets, which is putting on the event called Vital Conversations. Chicago's Crosstown Classic kicks off Friday. The White Sox finally snapped a 21-game losing streak this week. The team made headlines after firing their manager, Pedro Grifol, yesterday. They're now ready to take on their crosstown neighbor with new interim manager Grady Sizemore. The Chicago Cubs head to the South Side with a 57-60 record overall and are looking for a wild card spot for a small chance at the playoffs. Jameson Taillon is pitching for the Cubs and Garrett Crochet for the Sox. First pitch is at 7:10. Weather for the rest of today, sunny with some clouds, highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, clear with lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny with highs in the upper 70s with strong winds. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.